Weikert Realtors, official real estate company of the New York Jets. Invite us in, we'll bring results.
Stephen Hill, we welcome you into our Cortland studios. How much progress have you made between last year's training camp and this year's training camp?
The progress with, taking it mentally has been a big, big step. I stay in the playbook a lot. I definitely talk to Coach Sanjay. Speaking with the quarterbacks, Mark and Gino, because, we don't know, it's a toss-up right now. We don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback. And also the veterans like Braylon Edwards and Santonio Holmes, they have been definitely a big lip in my ear.
Do you feel differently out there when you're running routes and catching passes? It seems like when we're watching it, you're a more confident guy.
Definitely. I actually don't worry about, the next play. I worry about what I have to do in that moment. And, if a guy's pressing me, I have to worry about beating that guy off the press before I go into my route. And, that has been definitely a big change for me from definitely last year to this year.
What happened to the receivers as far as in the spring? It was kind of a tough mini camp, and some of the guys probably would have wanted to have forgotten that experience, but you guys have come out here in training camp and excelled.
It was a lot of talking out there, with the cornerbacks, and, they was really talking, saying they was going to get us and stuff like that. And, it's a lot of competition out there. And so, a big light bulb turned on, and it happened once we came up here in Cortland. And it was like we're doing a great job. I really like the receiving core now, and we're definitely looking for big things this year.
Saturday night, you showed up in the green and white scrimmage right off the bat. Gino was getting snaps with the ones, and he hits you on the slant, and I think you got free on D. Milner. And then later in that contest, or the scrimmage, I should say, you ended on a super high note with the 57-yard scoring pass from Mark Sanchez. So that must have felt good going out there and performing in front of fans like that.
Oh, definitely does. It definitely gives me a lot more confidence within a game situation. Especially we're going out there to play Detroit on Friday, and we just need that boost of energy, or how to play on that turf again, get back out there, and just out there having fun, making plays. And I was just happy that I got a, pass from, both quarterbacks. And that was a plus for me.
Yeah, and to me, one of the big things, it was just as important for you to make that catch in the slant, because you're keeping the drive alive on a third down, and you're going over the middle. Because everybody knows you're known for the long ball.
Yeah, definitely. I had to change my game up a little bit and go through the middle and take those hits. I wish I could have, broke – a little bit longer, but, just getting that first down, keep the chains moving, and, we're just trying to get to that score or even get 3 points.
How much are you enjoying the system?
Oh, enjoying it a lot. It's like night and day from last year. Last year definitely taught me a lot on how to be a receiver, just a regular receiver. Now I have to be a polished receiver. That means that my whole game has to change, and a lot of guys will definitely study you even harder now because you're in the passing offense.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Antonio Cromartie?
Once we came out here, Antonio Cromartie, he was like, look, Steve, it's time to play. We have to have a big year this year. You said that we was going to make it to the playoffs, so we need you to have that big year. So, every time we go against each other, it's straight competition. I'm willing to try to beat him as much as I can. He's willing to try to intercept the ball or beat me as much as he can. So I just really love the competition against Antonio Cromartie because he's a great athlete.
It is straight competition, but does he give you teaching points being in the league for a number of years?
Every single day. Any little thing he sees, he's in my ear telling me, look, you can't do that. You're a professional athlete. Look, because a lot of guys will see a lot of those things. If you're trying to be that number one receiver, a lot of guys will definitely study you.
Not only have you stepped up, but Clyde Gates has gotten off to a fast start here in camp, hasn't he?
Yes, Clyde Gates, he's brought a lot of speed on the other side of the ball. He's actually like one of those guys that don't look like he's running fast, but he's taking off at maybe over 20 miles an hour. It's weird, but, you know, he's definitely, you know, brought a big some big juice to our offense.
Mark Sanchez is going to start the preseason opener against the Detroit Lions, we've found out. You playing with Mark last season, does that help you as you enter your second season?
Oh, yeah, it definitely helps me out. I actually went out there for Jets West, and, you know, we gelled in a lot. We made sure we had we got our, you know, the points together with how we should run routes and what is he looking for, what am I looking for when a defender's in front of me. And, you know, we've been gelling since we've been out here. Also, even with Geno, I actually went down to Miami with Geno also. So, you know, just having Mark to start off the preseason is pretty good. So we can, you know, get this season started.
And this competition is going to continue. Geno's going to get snaps with the ones, and we'll have to find out later on in camp when a starter is actually named. But Geno's handled himself really well, don't you think? He's got a big arm. Yeah. He's fluid on the run. He's mobile. But the other thing is I think he's really an intelligent guy who's picked up the system. He doesn't seem out of place.
Oh, no, not at all. Doesn't seem out of place at all. One of the things that I really caught eye was on Saturday. He took over the offense. And, you know, to be young, well, he's older than me, but, you know, being young in the NFL, that's a plus. You see a lot of guys now starting to do that, you know, being that young quarterback and starting to take over offense.
No doubt about it. This offense, you guys are operating well on the outside. Hopefully Santonio Holmes gets back, knock on wood, relatively soon. But a couple of veterans you added. Most recently, Braylon Edwards, right around at the beginning of camp. He's back. And then Kellen Winslow Jr., how can they help this team?
Well, they can help it a lot. Kellen, he's a hard-nosed player. You know, he doesn't take nothing from anybody. He don't care who's in front of him. And Braylon, you know, he's smart. He's big, take big hits, going across the middle. And, you know, both of those guys have both, you know, they've been in my ear. Even Kellen, you know, being a tight end, he actually will tell me, or we communicate on the field to make sure we're doing things right.
Are you getting sick of seeing those green jerseys out of practice? Say you're ready for Friday night and see another team finally in Detroit?
Hey, you know, I'm ready. That's all it is. You know, I love it. That's what we're out here to do. We're out here to compete. You know, we're entertainers. We're out here to make things happen. And, you know, fans, I hope they're ready for something.
And lastly, what's camp like? Life like for you here at Cortland, for the fans who aren't able to get a chance to watch you guys at practice. Mm-hmm. Take us behind the scenes. What's the day like for you?
Oh, days. You know, you wake up, football is always on your mind. You know, looking at the playbook every single hour. You know, if you're right before practice, right after practice, you know, if you mess up, it's always going to be in the back of your head because, you know, this is our job and this is what we have to do. But other than that, I'm glad we're out here in Cortland. You know, we're gelling together, you know, bonding, you know, being in the cafeteria, we eat together. But other than that, you know, it's just normal days, just like we're in Florham Park, just real mellow until it's time to get out there on that field. That's when it's time to crank it up.
Well, Steven, that's right, and thank you for coming by, and good luck Friday night, and hopefully that offense can sustain momentum against the Lions.